Thank you so much for listening to Your Encouraging WPER, especially this morning. We have friends over. Shelley Burnham is with us. She is the executive director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services. They're based in Culpeper, but goodness, they do such great work throughout the region. And Shelley, I'm so glad you're here with us this morning.
Good morning, Heather. Thank you so much for inviting me back again today. It's exciting to talk about all that's coming up in October.
Oh, my word. You aren't kidding. Because Shelley sent me some notes before our conversation. There's four pages of things that are going on in October, but it's important stuff, especially for the community that you support, which is restoration services, addiction restoration services. Before we get to everything that's coming up in October, can you tell our friends listening about CARS and your amazing mission?
Yes, thank you. So CARS stands for Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services. And when you're trying to remember what our acronym stands for, if you remember it in reverse, we offer services to bring restoration to those who are struggling with addiction. And we start with Christ first.
Oh, that is beautiful. So really, no matter how you look at it, there's restoration by the love and the power and the hope that we have in Christ.
That's right. So we focus on bringing restoration to lives destroyed by addiction.
Mm. I don't know many people that aren't affected by addiction at this point in 2024.
There's an incredible amount of people affected by addiction in our community, in our state, and in our country. Substance abuse in the United States affects more than 40 million people.
Oh, my word. Oh, my goodness. And so absolutely everyone knows someone whose lives have been affected by addiction.
That's right. And so what we do is we provide meaningful support to those affected by addictions, for not only those affected, but also the family members that
yes.
walk alongside of them.
Yes.
So one of the things that we do, we offer recovery groups. We call them Restore.
I love that.
God is in the restoration business,
mm-hmm.
and we are seeing where he's working, and we're working with him there, and we walk alongside those in our community to let them know they're not alone.
Addiction can feel so isolating, not just for the person that's struggling, but for all of the family members, because I think there is still such stigma associated with, oh, someone in their family is struggling with addiction.
That's right. In fact, we're going to talk about stigma today.
Oh, good.
First of all, I'd like to bring up that October is National Substance Abuse Prevention Month. And so we want to raise awareness and support for education that helps prevent substance abuse and addiction in families, in individuals, in communities. And so with that, National Substance Abuse Prevention Month for the month of October.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a special week designated called Mental Illness Awareness Week,
yes.
and that's October 6th through the 12th. Well, during that time, it's dedicated to eliminating the shame and increasing the understanding
yes.
about people who struggle with mental illness.
Yes.
Increasing the conversation.
Yes.
Sharing our journeys with others. Educating ourselves and seeking support. So when you talk about stigma and the shame, so stigma is shame.
Yes.
And shame causes silence, and silence hurts us all.
It does. It hurts everyone because the thought process is, I can't tell anyone because I would be ashamed. My family would be ashamed. And I don't want to bring shame to anyone because this is my issue.
That's right. So there's a day that's also dedicated to working to eliminate stigma. So that is October 9th of every year. It's called National Day Without Stigma.
I love that.
And it's a day within the Mental Illness Awareness Week that I was talking about,
yeah.
October 6th through the 12th. And when you're working on having a day without stigma, what is that about? What does that mean? Well, we want to be able to increase the conversation, talk about what's going on, talk about mental illness, talk about addiction, talk about where you're at and seeking support and sharing your journey.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Encouraging WPER this morning. I am so grateful we have friends over. Shelley Burnham is with us, and she is the Executive Director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but serving the region. And more information always available at their website, which is herestores.com. That's herestores.com. And Shelley, you were talking about, gosh, I love the fact that there's an entire day devoted to trying to get the stigma against mental illness taken from us, because I honestly don't know anyone that isn't affected by the stress of life right now. And when we drop our need to pretend like everything is fine and we share our stories, we're not sharing our strength. We're sharing the strength that we have gotten through Jesus Christ.
That's right. And that's what we do at our Restore meeting. Mm. We support each other.
Yeah.
We provide educational material.
Mm.
We have resources and teaching times. We have speakers who come in and share what God has done in their life, like you're talking about.
Yeah. It's only someone that has walked a mile in my shoes that can honestly tell me that there is hope. Because if I've never struggled with addiction, I can't look someone in the eye and go, you know what, better days are ahead. My words are going to ring hollow.
Right. So at our meetings, there are folks who are there to provide that kind of support, saying there's hope. To those who are in addiction or overcoming their addiction, want to remain clean and sober, there are those at the meetings who have also overcome. But then, not everybody at our meeting is there who's been down that road. Some of the folks there are peer specialists that are family members. So they're there to support the family members that come. So it doesn't just affect the person that's wrapped up and with these strongholds, but also the family.
Thank you so much for listening this morning to Your Encouraging WPER. Hi, I'm Heather. We have friends over. Shelley Burnham is with us today. She's the Executive Director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, but doing amazing work around the whole region. And you can find out more about them at herestores.com. It's pretty neat, huh? That's herestores.com. And Shelley, you were talking about addiction affecting everyone in the life of people who are addicted, and that sometimes an unhealthy amount of shame comes with that addiction. And, you know, people can sometimes feel like they're not worthy of God's love.
There's some scriptures I want to share with you.
Please.
Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone.
Yes.
A new life has begun.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:17. So when someone has received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and they are struggling and they're still having difficulties in their thinking and their perspective, this is a great verse to hold on to.
It is.
And also Romans 8:39, because it says neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
And that includes mental illness, that includes addiction, that includes stumbling on our walk. And those are oftentimes things that people are told, oh, really, you've fallen? I'm not sure God can use you. But that's not the truth.
That's right. God tells us time and time again in Scripture that as His children, we are chosen and loved, redeemed. And so speak these truths over your life daily and rest in the truth that you are who He says you are. He says that we are a new creation. We are His children.
Yes.
Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person, and the old life is gone and a new life has begun.
If you've just tuned in, thank you so much for listening this morning to Your Encouraging WPER. Shelley Burnham is with us. She is the Executive Director of CARS, Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, working around the region. Their website is herestores.com. Speaking some truth right there, herestores.com. www.thesubstancedoctor.com. And Shelley has just been going over so many amazing things that are happening in the month of October, not just in the addiction and recovery and restoration sphere, but also just in mental health. And, you know, she's been just reviewing scriptures for us about our failings as human. First of all, never surprise God, but don't exclude us from his family. And I think that's so important, especially as that's something you have based your entire restoration services around.
That's right. And we are asking the community to partner with us. We are a nonprofit 501c3 supported by the body of Christ. And churches will sometimes host fundraisers for the CARS ministry.
Wow, that's neat.
And there's an exciting fundraiser coming up that I want to invite all of our listeners to be a part of.
Oh, yes.
And this is going to be worth it. This is going to be really good. This is going to be a chili cook-off. Now, I know we have some good cooks listening right now.
Oh, my word. You know, it's amazing how many people will be like, oh, you know what? So-and-so cooks. Like, what? And then they'll bring a pot of chili in one day, and you're just like, I had no idea you could do this. So, yeah, I know there's a lot of people out there blowing off the dust on their chili recipe from the last time it was cold in the weather. So,
Well, let me just say, do you know how many different kinds of chili recipes there are out there?
Oh, my word. It's crazy.
This is going to be so good. So, the chili cook-off is going to happen on Saturday, October 12th. And it's going to be in the afternoon where entries arrive at the church that's hosting between 2 and 3. And the host church is Gourdvine Church out of Richseyville, Virginia.
Nice.
That is in Culpeper County, but they are inviting folks from all over our region to come be a part of this chili cook-off competition. And there's not a fee to participate. There's not a fee to get your chili in the competition. Although there's going to be prizes, there's going to be first, second, and third, and a People's Choice Award.
Oh, neat.
Bring your chili and a donation of any amount for the CARS ministry.
Oh, that's neat.
So anybody who's competing and anybody who's tasting and voting has an opportunity to do that for a donation towards CARS. But that's not all. Just wait. There's more.
Wait, there's more.
They have decided that it's also going to be a really great day in October on the 12th to have a cornhole tournament.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. And that's going to run from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. We have posted their event on our Facebook page, which is He Restores VA. On Facebook, He Restores VA. And then also, you can find out more information by calling us at the CARS number 540-445-1733. And we would love to have more people coming, bringing some awesome chili, and playing some great cornhole, all for a fundraiser for CARS.
Oh my goodness. That sounds not only delicious, but fun. What a fun way to spend a fall afternoon.
Well, that's right, because when we're talking about addiction, it's not a fun topic.
No, it isn't.
But last month, we talked about a golf tournament that we had.
Right.
And it was a way to raise funds that was fun.
Exactly.
And we had the Cards for CARS golf tournament in Culpeper County with people coming from all over the region, even from down in Charlottesville.
Oh, that's so neat.
Multiple counties. And on every table at our reception at the lunch was the life of someone illustrated by photography and a memorial that had lost their battle to addiction. And those families were supporting the cause so that this doesn't happen to someone else.
Absolutely. There are so few families whose lives aren't touched by addiction. And no one ever expects a family member to die of an overdose. So even though the addiction is really hard on the whole family, to lose someone to an overdose is a catastrophic event in a family. And and there's not a family I know that hasn't experienced this that wants to make sure no other family experiences this.
That's right.
Mm.
So we're raising funds to help us purchase and operate Restore Home in our area that we equip to help those that are battling addiction. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're having this chili cook-off. It is fun. We can come together and we can celebrate what God is doing in changing lives.
Yes, yes.
And it's going to be a great time, October 12th, and I'm looking forward to that. We have some other things coming up on the calendar for October I want to talk about.
Okay, let me reintroduce you really quickly for people who may just have tuned in. We are talking with Shelley Burnham. She is the executive director of CARS, the Christ-Centered Addiction Restoration Services, based in Culpeper, and as you've heard, working around the region. Their website, I love your web address, herestores.com. That's herestores.com. Shelley, I'm so grateful you're with us today on Your Encouraging WPER.
Thank you so much for having me, Heather. It's exciting to get together and talk about what God is doing.
Yes.
Even though the topic is sobering.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a play on words there. Okay. Sometimes people would like to talk to someone.
Yes.
And they want a phone number so they can call someone. So I'd like to give the CARS phone number as well as
please do.
On our website.
Absolutely.
So the CARS number is 540-445-1733. And that's our office number. And you will get a call back.
I love that.
I also want to talk about Red Ribbon Week that's coming up October 23rd through the 31st. We're partnering with the National Family Partnership. And every year, the National Family Partnership runs Red Ribbon Week from October 23rd through the 31st. And the week is symbolized with a red ribbon. It's mm-hmm. something you could wear. And then that opens the conversation
yes.
that we were talking about mm-hmm. to reduce stigma and shame
yeah.
and to raise awareness. So every year from October 23rd through the 31st is an ideal way for people and communities to unite and take this visible stand against drugs by showing their commitment to a drug-free lifestyle through the symbol of the red ribbon.
It's a simple way. It's an easy way to open a conversation to something that obviously we don't talk enough about because there is still stigma around it. It's an easy way to open the door to a conversation with someone who's still impressionable. You know, I had, when our kids were little, like first grade, our pediatrician asked if we had talked with them about drugs yet. And I was stunned. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing he said stopped me in my tracks. He said, they are never too young to talk about the realities of what faces them in schools when you're not with them.
That's right. So Red Ribbon Week, one of the neat things that they do, they ask for teenagers to submit entries for what their theme will be the following year.
Oh,
so
that's
awesome.
It's
really exciting. You can go to redribbon.org in order to find out more about that and how to submit an entry of what the theme will be. This year's theme is Life is a Movie, Film Drug-Free.
I love that. And what an incredibly creative group of individuals, right? A bunch of teenagers together with their phones making a movie. That's really cool.
So the whole focus is the importance of living a drug-free life, and ordinary Americans nationwide can contribute significantly to our communities every day mm-hmm. by embracing the drug-free lifestyle and wearing the red ribbon during October 23rd through the 31st to talk about National Substance Abuse Prevention Month, which
yeah.
is what October is, and to start the conversation. There's also something going on during that very week that everyone can participate in. It is put on by the DEA, and you find out more at DEA.gov, and it's called National Take Back Day.
Yes.
And that happens on October 26th. This year.
I am very familiar with what this day is all about, but for someone who doesn't understand, explain what National Take Back Day is.
National Take Back Day is done all over the country, and it's an effort to make communities safer and healthier,
mm-hmm.
encouraging the public to remove their unneeded medications from their homes as a measure of preventing medication misuse
yes.
and opioid addiction from ever starting.
Yes. Oh, my word. And I know you know folks who have said, my addiction started after surgery. I was given very powerful medication.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because pain is real.
Yes.
And people do have surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times opioids are prescribed. So we want to go back to not shaming someone because they have an opioid prescription.
Right, right. Absolutely.
There's not a shame associated with that.
Mm-mm.
I know people who are afraid to take those drugs because they do know they could become addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay if they choose not to. And it's also okay if someone chooses to.
Right.
The point about the National Take Back Day is that if there's medication you have not used, or it's expired, or you don't need, or someone's passed away and you're trying to figure out, what do I do with this medicine? You drop it off at the National Drug Take Back Day locations, and then they will dispose of the unneeded medication safely. Now, the good news is, if you're not available to do that October 26th, you can do that on other days also.
Oh, yeah.
There are pharmacies throughout the country that will accept the drugs in their, at a safe pharmacy box at the end back of their pharmacy, some hospitals, and some police stations.
Oh, so neat.
If you go to the DEA.gov website, you'll find locations that will accept medications that people are no longer using. And the other thing is you don't have to be afraid to turn them in. I've been at these events representing cars. They don't ask you, where did you get these?
Right.
How much do you have these? Were these yours? They
right.
don't ask you anything. They just receive them safely and dispose of them safely. And it's very quick and easy. So all this is going on for National Substance Abuse Prevention Month. October is just piled with things,
right?
But we don't want to forget the chili cook-off and cornhole tournament.
Oh, not at all. And you know what I absolutely love? There are some people who are really, really good at playing cornhole. And then there are some, I'm going to say like me, who play for fun. But there's room for everyone, right? I'm not that good,
right.
But I still have fun.
That's right. And the cool thing is they're not going to charge you a set amount of money. So you don't have to feel like, I'm not good and just paid $25.
Right. Wait a minute. This is not good. But that is really neat, because people can come and participate, but also know that all the funds are going directly to CARS. And like you said before, you're raising money to open these homes that are going to make a difference in people's lives and in the community.
That's right.
Okay, Shelley, so we have definitely covered a lot of material in our time today. Are all of these things on your events tab at your website?
Yes, you'll be able to find all of this information at herestores.com, as well as our Facebook page, He Restores VA. And then if someone wants to call me, they can call me about how to get involved in any of this, or how to become a volunteer, or how to find a recovery group called Restore. Our phone number is 540-445-1733.
And one more time, that number is 540-445-1733. Now, let's talk, if we can, before we go, because I know our time is wrapping up. If somebody says, okay, I want to be a part of a group, or I would like information about a group for a family member, is information on the website as well?
Yes. The groups that we have, they're called Restore. And we recommend that you come with your loved one if they are willing to come, your friend. Bring them with you. It reminds them they're not alone. And it's not as scary when you go with someone else. And so we have our Restore groups listed on our website. It has the location, dates, times, and contact information of each Restore group.
The last time we talked, you were really excited about getting some Spanish language groups up and running. Have you gotten those together?
We are still working on that. We need volunteers. We need people that are committing to help us to run a Spanish-speaking group. So we're still looking for help. People can reach out to us on our website at herestores.com and go to the tab to help us where it says you want to volunteer and put that information in there.
Just like WPER, I know CARS is also 100% community funded, and volunteers are extremely important to you.
Yes, we are so thankful for our volunteers.
And again, if you wanted to volunteer your time, if you wanted to give resources, or maybe you just need some information about that chili cook-off coming up, always access their website at herestores.com. That's herestores.com. Shelley Burnham is the executive director of CARS, again, based in Culpeper, but working throughout the region, doing so many amazing things. Shelley, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's an honor to speak to you this morning, Heather. Thank you so much. Community really matters.
Amen, sister.
I'm so appreciative to be part of this community.
Well, I'm grateful not just that you're a part of the community here at WPER, but all that you're doing for the community in the name of Jesus Christ throughout Culpeper and beyond.
That's right. To God be the glory.
Amen, Shelley. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Shelley. And thank you for listening to your encouraging WPER this morning to a great conversation. My name is Heather, and I hope the rest of your day is just awesome.